Now, tonight's going to be a little bit different in our format. As we've been saying for a few weeks now, tonight is a special Thanksgiving service where we're going to give everyone that wants to an opportunity to take a few moments and just say thanks about what the Lord has done in your life, and just to give testimonies of thanks about how God has worked in your life. And so before we get into all that, we just want to go to the Lord in prayer. I know there's probably needs here tonight, different families and loved ones, but we're gonna focus on thanks. If you have a prayer request, why don't you just make that mention to the Lord while we pray and ask the Lord to meet with us here in a special way tonight. Can we pray? Lord Jesus, we love you. God, we thank you. We come into your house, God. Lord, we're here to give you thanks, God, to set everything else aside. I know there's needs, there's requests on the heart and mind of individuals in this place, Lord, but we want to be a people, God, Lord, that have gratitude in our hearts, that appreciate you for what you've done, what you're doing in our lives, God. Lord, we thank you. God, we've come tonight, God, in this forum, God, in this public setting, Lord, those that wish to come forward and make a public announcement of their thanks, God, for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. God, we pray your healing touch and help and strength be upon those in need, God. We know, Lord, you're always in the helping, giving business, and we thank you, Jesus. We love you, we praise you, we honor you, God. We glorify your precious name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ we ask it. Believe it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can we start off by singing this song?
Thanks. I give you thanks for all you've done. I am so blessed. My soul has found rest. Oh, Lord, I give you thanks. Thanks. I give you thanks for all you have done. I am so blessed. My soul has found rest. Oh, Lord, I give you thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks. I give you thanks for all you have done. I am so blessed. My soul has found rest. Oh, Lord, I give you
thanks.
I give you thanks for all you have done. I am so blessed. My soul has found rest. Oh Lord, I give you
thanks.
Thanks. I give you thanks for all you have done. I am so blessed. My soul has found rest. Oh Lord, I give you thanks.
I am so blessed.
My soul has found rest. Oh
Can you clap your hands to the Lord? Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy, your grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. Without further ado, we're just going to open the floor. If you've not been here before for one of our Thanksgiving services, essentially we have an open mic. Any and all that want to come and say a word of thanks or welcome to do so, we just ask that you be considerate of other people and time, and just keep that in mind as you say what you're going to say. I know how it is sometimes. You get up here and the nerves get going, and you know, all that stuff seems to be flowing and all that good stuff, but we just ask you that you would be considerate of others and their opportunity as well. But we'll have a few songs in the midst of it as it kind of people come and go and all that good stuff, but we just want to give you an opportunity to come and say thanks. So I'm going to step back and join them on the platform, and then it'll be open for any and all who want to come.
Praise the Lord. I actually thought about this ahead of time, which, you know, so I was ready this time. But I just, first of all, as far as this time of year, I got the Holy Ghost 40 years ago this month. And I'm never, it's okay. Get the Holy Ghost, and I made plenty of those too. And you know, He still forgives us, and still can turn our lives around and work out and just go from there. And but I was thinking after Sunday night service this week, just a couple days ago, that And I know you're not supposed to chew gum in church, but that's the only way I can talk, or I get too dry. But I just noticed this little one looking at me, chewing my gum. It's not a very good, not a very good example. Here I am, the comedy. I don't know. I don't really like getting up in front of people. I know you can't tell that, but anyway, I just am so thankful for the presence of God. I know that He is always with us no matter where we are, but I don't know about you. Maybe you go home and you feel just an overwhelming desire to shout. And I know we pray at home, but there's just nothing like coming together and being in service. And I am still always amazed at what God's presence and what God's Spirit moving in you feels like. It still amazes me that, you know, it's just never old. Have you ever heard someone say, oh, God really moved, you know, I spoke in tongues because as the Spirit gave me utterance, you know, same old thing. You know, same old Sunday, we really had a good service. It's the same thing. It's never. It's just always like, wow, you know, I'm just so thankful. First of all, just to think that the God of creation takes His time out, because we're just so few of so many, and takes His time out, and He touches you. It's not even just that He touches everyone that's gathered here. He's actually reached down, and the song might be right exactly for Sister Holly, because He knew what she thought about and what she was thinking about before she came to service, or what she's dealing with. And it's so personal. And you know, it's just like, I know that, you know, you hear the phrases that the Word of God is alive. It's bread that never goes stale. You know, regular bread that would feed you is going to get moldy, it's going to get stale. And just the same, His Spirit, His presence, never gets old. And I just, thinking of getting the Holy Ghost 40 years ago, I didn't understand that much. And I can't say that I know the Bible more, and I've had more experience maybe in watching the Spirit move or feeling Him. But I'm still not sure always what he's doing in me. You know, when he's turning me inside out, I'm not always exactly sure what he is doing, but you trust him, and when he just turns you inside out during the service, I can't hold back from it, I guess. It's just the most amazing thing. And once again, when I went to work Monday morning, I'm like, Lord, your presence is just amazing. It's just the best thing ever to feel his spirit and so powerful. And it makes you, you know, you lose your dignity. You know, I don't even pretend to have that much, but you know, but that's okay, because you know what? It is just so special, you know, and it's just so wonderful that I am just truly amazed all the time, and I am still just so thankful for him keeping me these 40 years and still amazing me. And I know he's still gonna. I know that the next time, you know, or not next time, I feel him here tonight, but I just can't get enough of that, I guess. You know, it's just always wonderful. So I just thank him for that.
What an awesome testimony. It's always a challenge to start first. Usually a testimony service, as the testimonies progress, you go, oh yeah, you know, you start remembering. Or if you were the first, you're going, I should have said that. But that was great. I haven't been referred to as a little one in a long time, so. But anyway, I do thank God. I was thinking when we first put this on the schedule for this service a while back, I was thinking about being thankful and, you know, really, what am I really, really, truly thankful? And you know, you start thinking about your family, you start thinking of friends and things like that, things that are most important. But I will have to say right now, what's on my heart right now is this church, you know. And, you know, it's almost been 3 years that God led us back here to Sandwich. And what a blessing that has been, you know. And I just can't really put it into words what that means to me and my family. And I thank God that the music team puts up with me, especially the singers, and Sister Wells. I see Brother Wells when I'm on the drums, clapping those hands, get that beat going. And I drop the stick. But you know what? I do thank God that he's brought me here. And if I wasn't a musician, if I didn't do anything in that part of the ministry, just being here at this church is just such a huge blessing. I mean, there's gratification in serving God by all means and doing what we can for God and knowing that if God gave us a certain ability that we're using that for God, we're not going out in the world and using it out there. But I just can't explain what I get so much just being here at this church. The ministry, the word that is preached, the word that is taught, the different ministers in the church. I so much appreciate our Sunday school division and what they're doing with Josh and Ethan and all the other young people in this church. And, you know, we have a small crowd here tonight. And since I've been here, the numbers have never really impacted me so much. And I'm not, that's a good thing. I'm not trying to be negative, you know, because some people, they'll say, well, you should be worried about the numbers, you know. I tell you, and I'm not trying to paint some picture that's not there, but I see these pews as being full. Amen. I really do. When I'm up there and I see that, especially when I see people with their hands raised and they're clapping and they're worshiping, I'm going, wow, God is just soaking this up. You know, we have a church here that loves to worship, and we have a church here that has a good heart, and we have a church here that loves everybody. You know, I wish I could really put it in words and what my heart feels here. I'm so thankful. I've not always been here, you know, in this situation. And I was as a young person growing up, as a teenager. I'm so glad that I had a taste so I knew when it was gone what to long for, what to aim for. You know, I wasn't shooting for a career. I wasn't shooting for prosperity. I wanted a good church. I wanted a church where I could grow with people around me and we can please God. And I know we have that here in Sandwich. I am so thankful for that. Thank you.
That hit me pretty hard, and my youngest son, Joe, had just started college. He came home one night after being at school all day and then working nights at a grocery store as a manager. He saw me in the same clothes that I had been in when he saw me 2 days ago, and it was the first time that he'd ever seen me, but he saw me this time, because I'd always represented God to him. So he says, Mom, he says, what's wrong? And all I said was, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. You know, I was concerned about how am I going to pay for this house? I was working two jobs.
Mine's pretty short, but kind of like Bill was saying, maybe 2.5 years ago, give or take, I'm not sure on time there. But to be honest with you, when I was looking for a church, I was at one for 14 years, I was looking for another one and going through some trials and some storms there. I thought I'd just come here. I don't know if I told anybody this, but I thought I'd come here just until I found another church. I did, and I'm like, man, and then to be honest with you, I'm like, it doesn't get any better than this. No. So I'm happy to call this church my home.
Alrighty. So good to be here tonight and hear everybody's testimony and share with each other. Psalm 37:3-4. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. This verse tells us that if we trust him and do what he asks us to do good, then he's going to feed us. That is the necessities that we need every day. Our food, our clothing, our shelter. He promises if we trust in him that he will do that for us. But then verse 4 goes ahead and says, this is kind of like the P.S. Delight thyself also. So it's tied together. Those two verses are tied together. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee desires of thy heart. Okay, so he doesn't only promise us the necessities, we'll be fed. But when we delight in him, we go past trusting, we go past doing good, and we delight ourselves in him. We find our pleasure in him. We find the things that make our hearts sing in him. Then he gives us the desires of our heart. And this past year has brought a huge, huge surprise to our lives. You all know that. And when we first got the news that we were going to be grandparents again, it was such a shock that I months down the road, I had the thought would occur to me again, and I'd say, this is real. This is real. This is really happening. We're going to have another grandchild. And I started praying. I started, you know, this thought had never occurred to me before. I totally had planned on working till full retirement age. You know, it was going to be 3 or 4 years down the road. And, you know, no questions about that. If the Lord allowed me to, gave me the health, strength to do it. And when this happened, things just changed so quickly in my thought process. And I thought, you know, maybe that isn't what I should do. And of course, you know, the monetary benefit of doing that is much is much greater. That's why they want you to wait until you're that age to retire, because it benefits you. But I just felt like the Lord dealt with me about it, opened up my thought process in that area. And I started praying, asking my sisters, you know, my family, to pray about that with me, to see if it could be a possibility. And, you know, it felt like it was a desire of my heart. I didn't know if it would work. I didn't know if we could do it monetarily, if just all the things would fall into place. I didn't know if my employer would allow me to go part-time. I did not know. But I started praying, Lord, you know, if this is your will, I didn't want it to just be my desire. I knew it needed to be his will for it to all work. And so we just kept praying, Lord, you know, let it fall into place. If it's your will, let it fall into place. And long story short, it fell into place. I was able, you know, to get partial Social Security approved, and my employers allowed me to go to part-time so that I could babysit Levi. And, you know, that is such a, that was something that I thought, you know, Lord, I don't know, Lord, if this will work. But he has been my delight. Excuse me. For years, he's been my delight. And I feel like that's reward. He has rewarded me. Not that I have not put him first in my life at times. I have not. He has not been my delight at all times, but I feel like that he has just rewarded me with this chance, you know, to be a grandparent three days a week to Levi. And I'm so thankful that when we do take our delight in the Lord, not just do good, not just trust him, but when he's our pleasure, he gives us the delights of our, the desires of our hearts. Praise the Lord.
You want to say what you want to say? Well, I've had a lot of time to think about this. I'm home all day long, you know, with my arm up and Zoe and I hang out all day. I want to say, I do thank the Lord for being an awesome God. I thank the Lord for an awesome church and an awesome pastor and his wife. They're amazing people, inside church and out. It's been a rough year. You don't know how many times I said, you know what? I just want to quit. Nothing's going my way. I pray, Lord, you know what? I needed healing for my eye. Seemed like it never came. I said, you know what? I pray for my son-in-law to get a job. Seemed like it never came. I pray for the house to sell. It didn't sell. Took it off the market. I said, all right, Lord, you know what it is. And then what does our pastor preach? Don't get me. I pray not to get you out of the trial, to get you through the trial. Whoa. Did I say he's an awesome pastor or what? And that thought kept sticking through me. You know what? Okay, Lord, don't get me out of this trial, but get me through each one. It's been rough, you know what? But you know what? Now I can say here, I say, I thank the Lord for getting me through these trials one step at a time. We found out the issue with the eye, got that lens out. We're waiting for that to get a new lens in. Lord's got it from there. David's got a job. He's working a job full time, getting good, whatever he's got a job. We thank the Lord for that. My house has been sold. We're supposed to close now on Monday. You know what? I thank the Lord for that. I just want to say, you know what? I thank the Lord for not giving up on me and for not forgetting me. He's rewarded me as well as Sister Day has said. You know what? I don't always put him first like I should, but he has rewarded me. I want to thank the Lord for an awesome pastor and for teaching me to not worry about getting out of the trials, but get me through the trials. I want to say our God is an awesome God. Amen. You want to say?
time today, so I came in my work clothes. But anyway, the other night when Darlene was talking about Brother Bassett and how he had been healed, I thought that's what I want to testify on. One was that I know Brother Bassett, and we had gone to church with him in Aurora for years, and then we hadn't seen him for probably 20 years. And I don't remember if we were at a restaurant or if we had been up to DeKalb to a service and then restaurant or what, but I remember him coming up so excited and saying, I died and I've been raised, you know, and stuff, you know. And he was just, that was like the first thing to come out of his mouth to us and things. But I have been praying, like Darlene, for a long time for healing for my back. And I've fasted. I've asked God, you know, to show me what I need to do. And God hasn't healed me yet. And I don't know when or how he'll heal me. I do believe that he's going to, whether that's in this life or the next, I don't know. But I do know that God is a healer. And I had to, you know, I had to go back through all the times that God had healed me over the years, and I'm sure I can't even remember all of them, but I know when I was very new in the Lord, I had filleted my finger. I worked in a knife shop, and I had over 30 stitches in it, and the flesh had turned totally black, and the doctors said, we're going to have to remove that and do a skin graft. And that wasn't something I was looking forward to. But I went up and got prayed for that night. And the next morning when they unwrapped my hand, the flesh color was back, just bright pink like a little baby. And that was like the first real miracle that God had done. I mean, he delivered me in all kinds of ways and things, but that was the first healing. So that really built my faith. I had notes written so I wouldn't forget my thoughts. I guess I'll jump to also, you know, I had been told before we had gotten married that I probably wouldn't be able to have children. And I had been praying and asking the Lord for a child. I remember my best friend coming into church and announcing in the nursery to all the women, I'm having a baby again, and it was her fifth, and I knew she didn't want another baby, and I went home, and I prayed, and I cried for like 3 hours. I thought, Lord, I don't understand why you'll give somebody a baby that doesn't really want another one, and you don't give me one, but if this baby would keep me from living for you, I don't want one, and I just need you to help me to accept that. And so very shortly after that, I end up getting very, very sick, and to make a long story short, I end up going to the emergency room, and they thought that I had a tubal pregnancy. I had major surgery, and before I went into surgery, Al and I prayed, and we thought, Lord, you know exactly where this baby is, but we also know that you are able to move it to where it needs to be. So I had this major surgery, and for the next 5 weeks, I had to keep going back for ultrasounds because they still didn't know, you know, whether it was a tubal or what it was. But finally, they found it, and everything was fine. But I was only 2 weeks along when I had that surgery, and I did not lose that baby. I had high-risk pregnancy. I had lost 16 pounds by the time I was 6 months pregnant. then we go to deliver him, and there's no heartbeat. They can't find a heartbeat. And I'm thinking, Lord, you didn't bring me this far, you know, to take this baby now. And so again, I'm sure Al was praying too, but neither of us were really speaking about it. They kept bringing monitors in and saying, oh, well, that one's probably broken. You know, we'll get another one. And by the time they bring the third one in, you're thinking, surely three monitors aren't broken. The doctor comes in. He's all panicked and yelling at nurses, which we hadn't seen before. But to make a long story short, they ended up doing an emergency C-section. He was born within 5 minutes. He was a 9-pound, 5-ounce baby, very healthy. That was Sean. He's our miracle baby. But also, I forgot to say that when I had this surgery, after the surgery, the doctor told my mother, he said, it's a miracle that she ever had, you know, was able to have a baby. So I think in that instant, God used a doctor and a hospital, you know, to confirm that he really had done a miracle. Another time I was sitting over here, I had had a terrible shoulder pain for weeks, and I was sitting with my arm propped on a pillow, and the visiting preacher that night came over and just laid hands on me, and the moment he touched my head, I could feel the Holy Ghost go from my head to my toes, and God healed me instantly, you know. So there have been, those are just a few examples. Another time I brought my neighbor's grandbaby here for prayer. Her head had not, the plates in the skull had not separated. They were fused together, and so they were going to have to do surgery and saw her head. And you could tell her face, her head was very deformed and everything. And I brought her for prayer, and you could feel the Holy Ghost so strongly. And it was really just Brother Davis and I praying, but you know, God's able to do things even in small numbers or just in a silent prayer at home. And 2 weeks later, she called me and she told me that baby does not need surgery. Those plates have separated. And those are just some examples of times that I know God healed. And so even if he doesn't heal me of this, I know that God is a healer. And he will keep healing. Sometimes he doesn't, maybe, for whatever reasons, but you know, that doesn't mean he's not still in the healing business or that he's not able.
When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me, he turned me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the end. When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up and he turned me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground, it makes me want to shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. It makes me wanna shout,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Worthy God.
Well, first of all,
like to thank the Lord to let somebody vent Novocaine. I went to the dentist today. Yeah, a couple of cavities fixed. So. Anyway, no, I do. I thank the Lord for He gives us hope. He gives us peace through the middle of the storm. And Darlene said, we've had some, like everybody, you have storms, and but you have that, calmness that God can give you. Yeah. And you keep coming to church and keep getting fed, and it helps you keep that peace always going on. And I do thank the Lord. I thank you for the Bible study we had on building the walls and the gates and everything. I've been using that whole little Bible study for how I do kind of my whole workplace. We got walls, we got all kinds of compliance things. We kind of use all those things. And gates, we need lots of people. So let those people come on in, the white ones, right? So I just thank the Lord that, we can use the Bible every day for everyday living. It's just not, for Sunday, it's, 365 a days. And I thank Him for that. It's been awesome. I love going to come to church here. We love here. And I'm just looking for what God's going to do.
Well, I'm going to go until Zoe decides she wants to. For Daughters of Zion, I've had a couple of the ladies praying, and I know I've mentioned probably to several of you before school started, I was very nervous, and I'm not trying to embarrass you, son, but I was very nervous about the transition with Austin going from his elementary school in Prairie View to Doomer for many, many reasons. And so, of course, mom and me, and just my personality, is thinking, okay, so I'm talking to everybody that I know, trying to see, okay, what teacher would you recommend? I'm thinking in my, planning it myself, of course, taking things into my own hands. I, for some reason, feel like I can do it better sometimes than God, and that's not the case at all. But I'm not that I can do it better, but I just don't always put it in His hands like I should. So I'm talking to some other friends on the PPA and, what should I put in a request for a teacher and what have you. And finally, after a lot of prayer and not so much talking and listening to God, I just felt like I got this. I felt Him saying, I got this. Just chill out. Give it to me. I know what I'm doing. And, as a mother, that your kids are they're extensions of you. So they are what makes you emotional. They are what moves you, what makes you sad, what makes you happy. My kids are everything to me. And so I want to say thank you to all of you that have prayed, and I have shared this. This year has just been that I know His teacher was God sent. And I had nothing to do with it. I didn't even know who she was. So I had nothing to do with it. This was all God's hands. And I love looking back at things when really I don't deserve Him to have this teacher, because I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to, I did let God take care of it, but I love looking back and seeing His hand in things. You may not see it at the time, but I like to look back and I give Him the praise for His hand in our lives and in my life and in my children's lives. He has such a wonderful teacher. We had our first parent-teacher conference, and by the end of that conference, we're all crying, all three of us, me, the teacher, the helper lady, we're all crying, and just about how awesome Austin is, how he loves to share with the other kids, how he has a song for everything, how he brings the Bible into everything, and how he has a different way of sharing what he learns and teaching other kids, that it's helping, that his enthusiasm for learning is helping, and I love that they see what I see in my, you want people to see what you see in your kid. And I can tell that they just adore Him and they just love Him. And this transition has been better than I could have even hoped for. And that is because I gave it to God and God has it. His thoughts are better than my thoughts. His ways are better than my ways. Because if I would have picked one, I probably would have picked the wrong one. So on people's recommendations and not on God. So that is, there's so much I have to be thankful for and so many wonderful things. I thank God for you guys, for your patience with me, for just, you're just wonderful people. And I'm so thankful for that. But if I have to look back, that was one thing that was just really worried me. It's been a journey with Austin, and I am so thankful for where he has led it. So.
I really feel encouraged when I hear every testimony. Every testimony was an encouragement. My brother's shortest testimony spiked everybody in here. Everybody just went on the inside. And I'm thankful for Sister Connie. I want to add to what you said about dignity. And I was looking at this tweet from Mark Brown today. It says, "True praise is when one forgets their dignity and recalls his deity." And I'm like, man, I wanted to add to that. And I got thinking about what I could add or what I could talk to everyone about if we were just sitting in the living room together about Sister Day, about God giving you the desires of your heart. And I remember years ago, and I was ushering, and I just had this burning desire for just something. And it was like, I can't describe it, but I was back there, and I was praising and worshiping God, and God ends up taking me from ushering to up to opening services and to speaking and sharing his word with the church at times. And yeah. I'm like, wow, you know, it was God. Those were my desires. It was his desires he put inside me. I'm like, that wasn't from me, and that wasn't of me. That was just God just like, I'm gonna give you this desire. Yeah. And you're just going to be overwhelmed by this, and it's going to just take you. And I'm like, wow, okay. So I can relate to all these testimonies. And even the last song, I just wanted to jump up in the air because that was the song of the first service that I got the Holy Ghost that day. It was that Sunday morning service, and I was standing right here, and when I got it, and when I opened my eyes, I saw people are standing around me, and they were looking at me, and some of them would just laugh. And they were just like patting me on the back, and I remember when Luke Levine, he put his arm around me, he goes, "Man, you just got the Holy Ghost." I went, and I was catching my breath for about 30 minutes, and I was like, you know what? The Holy Ghost isn't what I expected, but it was more than what I expected. Yes. And that's about the best way that I could describe the Holy Ghost. But I remember coming here, that was Sunday morning service. Luke Levine was here on the AM service. That was the only, he just was passing through, and then he was at the Aurora Church at that Sunday night. But I remember taking my seat, I think, were there Holly or Sister Kellen, and I got to stand up for the first time getting the Holy Ghost in my first, like, service after receiving it, and put my hands up in the air. I'm like, man, this is tears of victory. I was just like, man, this is the best feeling in the world. Yeah. I could not describe it. It's still indescribable. Yeah. Well, for everybody that has it, you know, it is indescribable. But I am thankful for this church, and I am encouraged. And I think everyone that came here tonight is going to leave here encouraged by each other's testimony. Yeah. And I'm thankful, and I love everyone here, and I'm excited. And I love, there isn't a time when I'm thinking, man, we got to go to church again. We get to go to church. Yeah. I am thankful for the opportunity to every time to be here.
When you go through being in so much pain for so long, you feel like you pray, feel like you believe, then you get so discouraged that you're like, it's just not going to happen, just forget it, this is my life, this is whatever, you know. And when it had started happening to me, other things were falling apart as well, so you really felt like everything was going to cave in during that time, health and situations and stuff like that. And you know, we came out of the situation, got into a healthy situation, church, we got in, you know, and everything. And you know, things started going there, and I still felt like, okay, you know, when's this going to happen, you know? And it didn't happen the way I wanted it to happen. I wanted everything to be miraculous, but Sister Wells had said, you know, just because God doesn't heal you this way doesn't mean he's not healing you. It doesn't mean he's not sending you this direction. And it was through her that I was able to even do my knees. If, I mean, it just was by chance
one,
that
one
she
time.
Went
I've seen this
and
person
met this
one
lady
time.
One time, and she just happened to mention that she was getting her knees replaced, and she was like, how old, like in her 30s
in her
or whatever.
30s,
but
yeah.
Anyways, so it was just by chance, you know, that all of that God put into place. I truly believe he did that for me, and I'm so grateful for that. And you know, and I'm thankful for the sermons that we've had this past year. Granted, they've stepped on my toes more than anything, but you know, there's been times that I sit there and go, mm-hmm, yes, they need to hear that. They need to this. They need to that. You know, because I'll admit it. And you know, you all think it too. You think of somebody, and you think. And it's not that anybody here's bad. It's not that. It's like you just sit there and go, oh, if they'd only grab hold, if they'd only this, you know, or whatever. And I went, you know, it's really me that needs to hear it. It's really me that needs to, you know, if I would this, then maybe somebody else would, you know. And I started getting kind of a guilty conscience about not stepping up to the plate on things, you know. I mean, I'll just admit, we went to a church where we did everything, and it's not that you want to do everything for God, but you get to the point where, like, anybody else, you know, hey, you know, it's, I'm not a one-man show or whatever, and you felt like everybody just relied on you, oh, well, they'll do it, you know, or whatever, and I did become complacent since I've been here, because there's so many that do, so it's like, hey, you're doing a good job in the Sunday school class, you know, some of the kids. Great, man, there was a whole bunch of praise singers. You don't need me, you know. And so it was easy to sit back or whatever, but this past year, you know, Brother Wells had a few sermons that I just kind of put in the back burner and everything. And then when his cousin, is your cousin, right, Jody, that came, that's when it all just kind of hit home of you need to do. You know, it's not about waiting to see who else is going to step up. It's what are you going to do? How are you going to step up? What are you going to do for God? You know, stop waiting, you know, stop complaining, stop seeing that something needs to be done, and just do it, you know. And God's always going to bless you for doing those things. And so I'm just thankful for that, and I'm trying to take heed to it, I guess. And so hopefully this coming new year, I'll step up to the plate.
We're going to play one final song, so I want you to stand. I would be remiss if, as pastor, I didn't take a few moments to say thank you. Thinking about what I was going to say and what I was going to do, are all my kids here? Kinsley, can you come up here? Austin is landing back there. Can you come here, bud? Just come here real quick. I was thinking about what I wanted to thank God for. There was nothing more fulfilling in my life than these three little souls. And not just them. I don't just thank God for them. They're wonderful kids, and sometimes I feel like maybe I'm a little too hard on them, but they're good kids. I was telling my wife, a lot of times they get up in the morning. We don't have to wake them up. They get up, get dressed, come downstairs. They're good kids, and I'm thankful for them. But I'm also thankful for the great support staff that surrounds her life. I'm thankful for my wife, who is a wonderful mother, wonderful wife. I'm thankful for people of this church, Sister Connie, Sister Robin, Sister Holly, those that teach them, that help them, that lead them. I'm thankful for Sister Phillips, though she's not here. She watches Landon on a daily basis when he goes to school. Sister Jane Moyer, she picks him up. Jenna, thank you. How many times she's come over, she's texted and said, hey, you and your wife need a night out. I'm going to come over and watch the kids. And she just, and I, thank you. You never know how much that means to me. One thing that I've learned in having children, it's given me a new perspective on God. Because I realize the Lord says, when you do it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. God's referring to his children. He's talking about, we're all God's children. He's talking about his children. And when you bless them and when you teach them and when you help them, you're helping me. So thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for sometimes your correction when you have to correct them. That's, you know me, I don't have any problem with that at all. But I just thank you, Lord. Thank you for being who you are and helping me raise three wonderful children. Thank you, baby. All right, you can go back now. Yeah, let's go.
All right. Thank you for coming, being a part of service tonight. Some point in time in the next couple days, if you're surrounded by family and friends, make sure you take time. Look heavenward and say, thank you, Jesus. I bless you for being in the house of the Lord tonight. Thank you for being you. I love you. God bless you. You may go in Jesus' name.